Pictures of large demonstrations protesting against the proposed extradition bill before the Hong Kong Legislative Council belie what is really at stake. The numbers game is meaningless. Crowd estimates by the Western media of 1 million may be grossly inflated. The official count is 150,000, but it's anyone's guess as to how large they were. What counts is not the numbers, but the motivation. In reality, the demonstrations are not so much against the extradition bill as they are a reactionary backlash against Chinese sovereignty over Hong Kong. Although the bill is still being debated, it has been seized upon by enemies of the Chinese government to push their pro-Western agenda. It is no mystery that there are forces in Hong Kong who still identify with their former colonial masters and will do anything to create chaos in order to disrupt relations with the mainland. The proposed extradition treaty is just the latest excuse to do so. Hong Kong already has extradition treaties with many countries, including the U.S. The United States-Hong Kong Agreement for the Surrender of Fugitive Offenders was ratified in 1997. It is rather incongruous that Hong Kong, a legal entity under the jurisdiction of China, has an extradition agreement with the U.S., but not with the mainland, Macau, or Taiwan. The bill is being portrayed by its opponents as giving China the ability to extradite its political opponents who operate freely in Hong Kong, which has laws different from those in the rest of China. The bill, however, has safeguards to prevent politically motivated extradition requests from the Chinese government, and any extradition proceedings would be adjudicated by the independent Hong Kong judiciary. The charge that the bill will be abused for political purposes is thus a red herring. The clear intent of those opposing the bill is to defame China and cast aspersions upon it. The same actors who staged the Occupy Central protests in Hong Kong in 2014 are using the extradition treaty to once again fan the flames of resistance to Chinese sovereignty over Hong Kong. They see it as a last-ditch attempt to revive their fortunes, which have recently been on the wane. The U.S., which is in a protracted battle to stymie China's economic and diplomatic rise, is using the renewed protests to score political points and increase pressure on Beijing. For the U.S. to criticize the Hong Kong authorities or China in regard to extradition procedures is, however, the height of absurdity. The U.S. is infamous for its unlawful practice of extraordinary rendition, the practice of kidnapping or capturing people and sending them to countries where they face a high risk of torture or abuse in interrogations. The U.S. has used this illegal technique to imprison foreign nationals at Guantanamo Bay for decades without recourse to any legal constraints. The U.S. also extends its laws beyond its own territory and demands extradition of individuals who have committed no crime within its own jurisdiction, as is the case with Meng Wanzhou, the CFO of the Chinese electronics company Huawei, who is accused of violating sanctions imposed by the U.S. on Iran. For the U.S. to criticize anyone for potentially abusing an extradition agreement is beyond the pale. The U.S. government and the Western media will use these protests to continue to impugn China's integrity and inflame public opinion in their ongoing propaganda war to discredit China and its government. Their admonitions, however, cannot be taken seriously.